Hilchos Pesach, here we go. We're in the middle of being Baidek for Chametz. We're on page Lamed Ches. So we just learned that anytime you don't do the Bedikah at the appropriate time, which sounds weird, so why are you doing the Bedikah? Meaning not on the Lel Yudalid, you're doing it earlier. The halach is that, number one, you do not put out 10 pieces of bread, and number two, no one's listening. Thank you, Baruch Hashem. You need at least one person listening. Yeah, that guy. We continue, and Simcha says that the Kavitz Halacha that the Shamash Abadu is Knesses is able to make a bracha on the Bedika. We continue with Sivtes. What does it mean to be Messiah in the Bedika? Says the Halacha over here, Mashkot V'achreinim Shem Lo Shama Bracha L'Yisiyah B'Bedika. That which it says, that if you didn't hear the bracha, you should not help during the bedika. Al kapanim lechatzchila, because everyone that is helping in the bedika should be part of the bracha. So that which we said, that if you did not hear the bracha, you should not help with the bedika. Hainu, what does that mean? When you're helping in the actual bedika. Aval, however, achzakas aner, holding the candle, einai begeder misayeh bebedika. It's not called helping. So all those... All those that always were like, you know, prided that they got the job of holding the candle, just realize you are not relevant. You are not part of the bedika. Ubezen this. Everyone holds that you can do that without a bracha. And the makar to this is, Rav Shmuel says, it's pashit. When it says that there's a whole shayla, if you should help with the bedika, if you weren't part of the bracha, that's only if you're doing the actual bedika. However, to hold the candle, that's not considered misayeya in the bedika. Therefore, you don't have to be worried if you didn't hear the bracha. Yes? No, the point is he could help, but he has to be by the bracha. No, he has to be by the bracha. I don't understand. There's a Chayi Adam, there's a Chayi Yankov, excuse me, that he's coming from in Sif Katan Yod Aleph, which says that if you didn't hear the bracha, you should not be made a shliach, which we can understand, because to be a shliach in the mitzvah, you have to be part of the bracha in the mitzvah. So if you didn't hear the bracha, you should not be part of the, that should not be part of the mitzvah. So he's saying, one who didn't hear the bracha can still hold the candle. That's all. You should not be part of his bedikah. Again. It's something very simple. It's called, we have a chiyuv bedikas chametz. Chiyuv bedikas chametz is mechayev you to walk around the house and look for chametz. So he should not help. You are going to chayk Yaakov. I don't know what your question is. Okay. This argument could be for lunch, and we're going to continue to see if you had. Ma shekos ha-mechaber ta'iv shalot ha-dabar dvar ma'chayim ha-chayim ha-chayim ha-chayim. That which the Mechaber says, it's better to not talk until anything until you finish the Bedika, which we learned this in the Kitzer very poignantly, says the Kavit Alach, it doesn't just mean until you finish the Bedika, it means until you actually are Mevatel Lachamitz. Why? That's the Gemar HaBedika. Avalim Rak, Sayim Levdoik, V'loi Bitel, Lo Yidaber V'dvar Machayim. Now this is very interesting, because this is coming from a pre-Megadim. If you look at Ahara Yud Beis, the Mechaber says, Toiv, you shouldn't talk till you finish the Bedika. The Aruch HaShulchan, Meshabura, and the Gain, they use a Lashin similarly. And he says, so it sounds like from there that when you finish the Bedika, you weren't Mevatalit, who cares? You finished the Bedika. However, the Primigodim says, Kol HaBedika sounds like until after you do the Bittel. We saw in the Kitzer made a good point of this, that the Bittel is really what you're doing, that the whole drive is to get rid of your chametz, which is happening with the bittel. So when we learned the kitzur, we said that it made a lot of sense. It goes together, and l'chayra, that's the pre megadim. Yes, of course. Well, it depends if they're helpers. Oh, you just dove into a can of worms. Slow down, sir. Let's continue, because you're about to see that you might have had a problem your whole life, sir. But let's get there in a moment. Okay. Sif Yod Aleph. Sif Yod Aleph. Poshit. Shemasas Rachel Bem Sabadika Yivarich Ashiyotzer Miyad. No, this wasn't your problem. I hope not. That if you use the toilet during the Abdika, you say Ashiyotzer. Gam Shabba Rachel Yishla La Anais. Amen. You're allowed to answer Amen. Yod Beis. Lachatchil Nachanadavish Baal Baiz Yivdika Kol Ba'atzmoy. Mitzvah Yosef Yisrucha, check yourself. Derek Lal, Kashim Oy Lasakul Avad. It's very difficult to check everything yourself. And therefore, Kaigam Nashin Yachal Litzerech, Ba'atzma Yzivdaik, Mashiachal Vyamri, Vyesa Yislav, Shaz Abracha, Vyspazru, they spread out, Yivdikobachal, Shar Mi Koi Mois. And it says on the bottom here that Avad Rav Shmuel says if someone could do it on their own, it's better. Derek Lal, it's a lot of Tircha. And therefore, someone could help you. And we continue with Yud Gimel. Mishek Timu Badi Glar and Erbalel Yud Gimel. Let's say you checked too early. You checked too early. Even if there's no Chametz in the Chametz Amakim Shabbadak, and you didn't bring any Chametz into the place that you checked. Ain't a Chayv Lachsel Viv Dug Belel Yud Dalid. You don't have to check again. So we all hear this, and we're like, well, obviously, push it. So God did very fascinating that if you look at Tetzvav, it's a Sivan Shulchan Aruch. It's one of these reasons, like before knowing anything, don't like dive in. Like, yeah, it's pasha. You don't have to do another bdika. You just argued on a shulchan aruch. And it says Mishnah Berurah, you got to do a bdika again, Lauren Air. Sarach livdik b'layla kamin and kol Yisrael. And I don't care if you did a bdika the night before. You didn't do a bdika. Mishnah Berurah seemingly is pretty violent. Comes on darach shulchan. Dover pasha it. It doesn't help. Fascinating. This year, Badika's Chametz is Sunday night, Matzah Shabbos, whatever treason, you did the Gantz of Badika. You call up the Rav, and he says, okay, you did your Badika. Like, why would you think not? Zokhtar HaShulchan, do it again with a bracha, like the Dach, the Bach, and the Levush. And the Chayk Yaakov, however, comes on the Pri Chadish and says, he learns out from the Mechaber, it's Noita like the Bach, just Masik Ladin, not like the Bach, and therefore comes with Rav Shmuel and he paskins like the Rav Achrayim, that you do not have to do a Badik again. But just to realize it's a brewing Machlaikis. Yes. What, on the 14th? If you put out the red. If you're going to. If you're asking why he didn't say to make the bracha again, that's a good question. No, but even still, it's a good question. I think it's going to be Vayter, because this is Ayinay B'Samach. I think in the footnotes Vayter, I got a little bothered by what you said, and I couldn't find. I think in the footnotes Vayter, he points out. Let's continue. Let's see. Are you allowed to lechatzchila check before the night of the 14th? Says the Rav Shmuel, "Lechatchil yesh lev dekol chadri abayis b'chol mekamis lel yedalad v'lo kaida. Dim makti lev dekses mekamis kamalelos kaida mashu baidik also b'li bracha." And you're doing part of the mitzvah without a bracha. We're sort of getting an appreciation over here that there's something called actually b'dikas chametz. And I know that sounds funny, but yeah, he says over here at the end of the first paragraph, "Vaday min aroyu shalascha filu mixes mitzvah b'li bracha." It's difficult. Okay, this is against the sugi over here. Let's continue. Be careful. Okay, this is really where it comes from, because if you're reading this properly, it sort of obviates the whole cleaning business, because if you should do everything the night of the 14th, then you should do everything the night of the 14th. But the fact that we sit there, we clean, we basically obviate the whole point of the B'dikas Chametz, and therefore, what are you doing? So he says, okay, as much as possible. If you're not able to do it, you're not able to do it, and you do it on the night of the 14th, which of course is really, I don't want to call it minug, but avata, that is basically the minug. And we continue. I would like to get to parts that are more relevant, so let's continue. Tezayin. Misha, these are more in the Sugya Shabbai. Tezayin says, very relevant. You have two houses, two different chatzeris. Someone has an office, someone has a house, someone has a car. What do? You make one bracha, one on all of them. Which obviously, if you learn different areas of halacha, it's a massive chiddush, because usually the going outside is the biggest hafzik in the world. Same thing, your friend calls you up, I forgot to do my bdika, I'm coming on Yontif, so he has a chiyah bdika, what does he have to do? So he asks, you can do bdika for him, sure, no problem. You just go right into his house, and do the bedikah. You should not be talking bechlal. Comes on your zayin and says, "Mishena b'dik ba'atzon." You mean a harbi shluchim levdik b'shilay? Very common case. Father, bunch of kids. So they're called his shluchim. So one person makes the bracha. They're all going in his behalf. Yachol kolechem and the shluchim levarich abdikah say b'fnei atzmai. Excuse me. Here he's saying something else. I'm sorry. This is a different case. Here he's saying one person can make one bracha. This would be more in let's say a hotel, and you have to do b'dikas chametz on 100 rooms. 100 rooms. So, guys, I don't know what to do. I shouldn't say that. I have no clue too. But let's say, I think they might work it out with the timing of rental. I think we're going to see later on. I believe there is a chiyuv to do bigas chametz. I believe they do. They walk into every single room. I think that's what they do the night before. So what do? You have 50 rooms. So whatever, 100 rooms. So you have a bunch of people. So he says over here, they each could make their own bracha. Obviously, one person could be yotze to all of them. But they each could make their own bracha. Like Kesel Hotel, let's remember that. Right. That's what I'm talking about. Let's say the owner of Mr. Greenwald himself. So he's not doing the bedikah. He's having his 50 mashichim going out. So he could sit there. He appoints many shulchan. Each of them could make the bracha. Oh, so that's, I don't know. We have to get there. I believe he talks about this later on, how it works. A lot of it is totally on, which we're going to see when you show up to the hotel. If someone is there the night of the 14th, so they have a chiyuv on themselves. But let's say if they're not, yeah. So we're going to get there. Emir Tzashem. But let's just get to two more quick halachas over here to wrap up the parak. Two houses, two chazeres. Doesn't have to wait. He does not have to wait. And the halicha is not a hefsek. So one bracha, he goes and he goes to search the next house. He didn't do anything. That's the chiddush. Let me just speak it out. Very good. I'm sitting here. You're standing next to me. I make the bracha. I start checking here. You go and you drive to Brooklyn to go do a bedika. That's fine. Now, why he wouldn't make his own bracha, I'm not really sure. He just said a second ago he's able to. Yeah, but it's a chalik. Who cares? He's a shliach. But the shliach's allowed to do his own bedika. Allowed to make his own bracha. Why doesn't the shliach make his own bracha? So, who cares? He's allowed to make his own bracha. But yeah, I have two houses. If I have two houses, if I do bedikah in my house and you do bedikah in my own. Interesting. I hear. You're saying Mashenkin is if you're Zion over here, when each was doing it and he wasn't doing it, so that's the bedikah bracha. She's saying it's connected to the owner. Very good. Good. I agree. Let's just speak that out. Very good. I agree with the math everyone's saying. I did not think about this, but it's very nice. Is that if I'm doing a bedikah and you're helping me do a bedikah, so it's one bracha, and you go and you do your bedikah. If I'm not doing a bedikah and I hire the five of you to do a bedikah for me, I ask you, I don't have to hire you. Maybe I do. It depends on you, not on me. So then I don't make the bracha, then you make the brachas yourself. Exactly. Well, there's renters there, so they have to take care of it themselves. But weiter. Sif your test, and this is what you were talking about before, you're making your do your own thing. Mishena Maven Lashon Dehargun, Vata Blashon Maven. Kaigamda says Rishmuel Chiddish. Ancient meaning the Dakti, Lazul Lamunusa Kol Chamir Blashon Dehargun. I think that's what everyone does. Everyone says it in the Targum, and then they say it in English. Says Rishmuel, what are you doing? You're wasting your time. Says Ha'ara Chav Aleph, and I'm fascinated that this is in the Ha'ara, and this isn't on top. Second paragraph. Vam and Mary Rabbi Shita. Shabacharim shebebeis aviyem yesh lahem ledaktik loymer gamkin kol chamira. Davah gav sheim saim kol shokan aviyem kamakim yesh lamam shel atzmon. They have some money for themselves, and therefore they have to move out to their chametz. Says a married woman does not. Now I wonder aloud, Rameir, you were pointing out before that lechayra the kids could talk because they're not really involved, but I don't know because they have to do their own kol chamira. That means that beetsem they have their own bedika. So then.
They're not doing bedikah.
Let's see. So about a 15-year-old living at home. But he has his own few dollars, which means he has his own buy list on things, which means he has to call Chamira. So the Chayri should be able to talk. I'm being worried at that point. No, so I think the answer might be, and this will conclude. So I think you could split the two. I think what he's saying is they've either don't have a bailus in the house, which we have to get to what he's in a paskin regarding married kids and coming home and whether they could do a bedikah with the parents and this stuff. Let's get there. If a kid has his own dollar and he bought a candy, you forget about the candy. We're worried about Bittel here. Bittel's on the dot of chametz. So if he ate a cookie, L'chayra, when he picks it up, it says cookie. He can be Mekadosh Nisha with that cookie. L'chayra. Even though his parents paid for the cookie. Maybe, yeah, maybe not. I'm not really sure. But the bottom line is he now has something. If he drops a crumb, it's his crumb. So Shmuel's saying he has to do bittel. But he didn't say anywhere that he's a chiv bedika. He didn't make mention to have to do the bedika. Maybe you could split the two and therefore would not require him to be quiet. And Chafa Chaval basically says that you don't have to say Kol Chamir three times. I guess the Rashitza said you have to. And the Nosa Kol Chamir, we say the Lashon of Hefker. We're going to stop over here. We're Pashtas, just to give you the Seder Advarim. We're going to skip the sixth chapter, and we're going to go on to the seventh chapter, which is possibly the most Nagia chapter in the whole Sefer for many, which is those who travel. Those who travel, you're going to be home, you're not going to be home. So Mirtz Hashem, Pashtas, we're going to pick it up for the seventh chapter tomorrow in Mirtz Hashem.